will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can disturb. Your faith in illusions. What are illusions? Pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, because it will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you. I'll say it again. Okay, where you're putting your faith in money, put your faith in the love of God within you. Where you're putting your faith in pills, put your faith in the love of God within you. Where you're putting your faith in clothes, in influence, in prestige, in being liked, he says, put your faith in the love of God within you. And that is the same as saying, put all of your faith in the eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing. So when you say, I'm going to put my faith in love, you're saying, I'm going to put my faith in the eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing. I am going to put all my faith in the eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing within me. I put all of my faith in the eternal, changeless, forever unfailing within me. I put all of my faith in the eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing within me. I put all my faith in the eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing within me. This is the answer to whatever confronts you today. Through putting your faith in the eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing within yourself, you can resolve this seeming difficulty without effort and ensure confidence. I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Through the love of God within me, I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Through the love of God within me, I can resolve all difficulties without effort. Resolve all difficulties without effort. Resolve all difficulties effortlessly. Resolve all difficulties effortlessly. Resolve all difficulties effortlessly and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. If you were to say this to yourself, it would be your declaration of release from the belief in fears. Don't you want to make a declaration of release from your belief in your fears? Don't you want to make a declaration of release? Don't you want to make a declaration of release from belief in your fears? Don't you want to make a declaration of release from belief in your anger or grievance or sadness or lack? It is your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. The truth about yourself is that through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Declare it about yourself. It's the truth whether you believe it or not. Let this idea, I am sustained by the love of God, sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat it, I am sustained by the love of God. Think about it, I am sustained by the love of God. Let related thoughts come to help you to recognize that that's the truth. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Imagine that. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket, a protective blanket. Allow peace to flow over you like a protective blanket. Allow peace to flow over you like a protective blanket. Allow peace to flow over you. Let no foolish thoughts enter to disturb your innocent mind. Don't let any foolish thoughts enter your mind. Any more of those foolish thoughts, just for this minute, allow no foolish, fearful, ego thoughts to enter your mind to disturb the holy mind of the holy child of God. That's you. You being in a place, you being in a state of mind that nothing can disturb, where you feel total safety and totally peaceful and totally protected, that is the kingdom of heaven. It's a state of mind. And that's the resting place that your Creator wants you to rest in forever. So there. You're going to be on page 327. Better teach you when I'm sitting down. Then I can play my instrument. Okay. Merry Christmas. I'm starting paragraph 3. This Christmas, you know what Christmas is? Christmas is any time you decide to stop sacrificing. Christmas is any time you decide to stop losing. So give the Holy Spirit everything that would hurt you. Well, that's great, because really giving over everything that would hurt you is giving over everything that makes you believe you can lose. That's the end of sacrifice. So I'm going to let go of everything that makes me believe I can lose. I am willing to have everything leave my mind that would make me lose. So he says, let yourself be healed completely that you may join with him in healing, and let us celebrate our release together by releasing everyone with us. So I'd like to ask you to give God permission to completely heal you so that you can release everybody else. You can't give what you don't have, so the universe is saying, we'd like to heal you now and have you be completely happy. Would you let yourself? Well, you must leave nothing behind, because release is total. So you want to leave everything behind that causes you pain so that you can be totally released from pain. It says, when you have accepted it with me,